From the KRCC Newsroom, I'm Andrea Chalfin. All around Colorado, new collaborations are emerging around water storage and water use. Partnerships with reservoirs are turning out to be key in terms of environmental stewardship, river protection, and healthy communities that rely on water. As part of our year-long series, Connecting the Drops, KGNU's Maeve Conran looks at some of these collaborations that have produced tangible results.
The Alamosa River in south-central Colorado flows east from the San Juan Mountains toward the mighty Rio Grande. It provides valuable irrigation water for farms in this part of the San Luis Valley, and it's finally recovering after severe contamination more than 20 years ago. That's when the nearby Summitville gold mine dumped copper and other heavy metals into the river, killing fish and poisoning irrigation water. Now the rainbow trout are back, and farmers are again drawing from the river to water their crops. The river flow peaks in late spring, but come late fall, it starts to go dry.
This is a seasonal river. This is a seasonal river, and people have a hard time understanding that.
That's Cindy Medina with the Alamosa Riverkeepers, a local group working to improve water quality and quantity in the river. Thanks to a new partnership, the Riverkeepers will now see more water in the Alamosa by utilizing currently empty space in a nearby reservoir.
We have a unique collaboration as an environmental organization with Terrace Irrigation Company, where we'll be using that 2,000 acre feet for storage for an in-stream flow on the Alamosa River.
The Terrace Reservoir faces a capacity restriction from the state due to an outdated spillway. That's an overflow system necessary in case a big storm dumps too much water in the reservoir. But Medina says funds from the Summitville contamination are helping to solve that problem.
There was a natural resource damage settlement because of Summitville. And so they put $5 million in a trust fund for projects for the Alamosa River watershed.
Rod Reinhardt with the Terrace Reservoir says that was key to creating this partnership.
With the natural resource damage money and the Colorado Water Conservation Board and several agencies working together, we got the money to build the spillway.
In return, Terrace is putting 2,000 acre-feet of water back in the Alamosa River during that critically dry period of late fall, helping the river flow longer and further. Reinhardt says this type of multi-agency approach is the way forward as it benefits all parties.
I think we need to maximize the use of all our reservoirs that we can, and it just takes this innovative thinking to try to maximize it and try to solve the problems that we do have.
Similar strategies have been successful in other parts of the state. Zach Smith is an attorney with the Colorado Water Trust.
So in 2012, the snowpack throughout the entire state was looking so bad. And I think it was in May that snowpack levels were down to like 5% of normal.
The Yampa River in northwest Colorado was experiencing significantly reduced water levels. This meant less water running through Steamboat Springs, impacting fishing, tubing, and kayaking. This, in turn, had an impact on local economies. In addition, a low flow rate meant rising water temperatures, affecting native fish. The Colorado Water Trust buys water rights to restore stream flows throughout the state. Last summer, Smith says they found a local reservoir which would sell them the water needed to help restore the Yampa.
We bought the entire 4,000 acre feet last year for $140,000 and then worked with the fisheries biologist to determine at what rate we should release that water downstream.
Those strategically timed releases then benefited stream flows, aquatic habitat, recreation in the city of Steamboat Springs, and even hydropower generation. Smith says efforts like this are happening around the state.
I think there's a future for these multi-entity, multi-purpose water transactions where you get several benefits out of every drop. And if predictions come true and there's in fact less water in the state, then we do need to get more benefit out of each drop.
It's that type of collaboration that many water managers are working toward. Smith cites a 2008 partnership between East and West Slope water providers that helped improve stream flow in the Colorado River as another successful example. And with most of the state's rivers under stress from persistent drought, exploring new ways to increase in-stream flow seems to be one way forward. For Rocky Mountain Community Radio's Connecting the Drops, I'm Maeve Conran.
Connecting the Drops is a year-long collaboration between Rocky Mountain Community Radio Stations and the Colorado Foundation for Water Education. Find out more at yourwatercolorado.org. For KRCC News, I'm Andrea Chalfin.